what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love talking about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the beautiful and handsome and wonderful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Wow.
What's up, brah?
I'll tell you. You know, we just finished recapping Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and we whipped ourselves up into a frenzy. So thank God for this show to bring us back down into a world of silliness in Scottsdale. All right. We're talking, of course, of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which was also bonkers, but bonkers fun. Just a reminder, this recap is Crappens on Demand, so you can watch along with us or watch us, I guess I should say. Patreon.com/WatchOurCrappens. Support at the Crappens on Demand level, and you'll get access to our videos. And also there's the bonus episodes, the Discord server, etc. On Monday night, we've got Take a Seat on Spotify Live. It's our call-in show. We talk, you talk. We'll talk about Bravo stuff. I'm sure there will be lots and lots of gossip to talk about by the time Monday comes. That is for sure. And that's
Monday will be spent talking about what trash Diana is. Okay. I've let it go for this recap. I have not let it go. Diana's trash.
Okay.
Come bash Diana with us on Monday night and take a seat. Okay? Can't wait to hear what you have to say.
We are going to channel it. And then also Winter's Crappening is on Monday. So I think there's only two more episodes left of House of the Dragon. So don't miss out on all the fresh recaps that we give you guys. Before we dive into this, I saw a video on Instagram, on Meredith Marks' Instagram and Jen Shaw.
Oh.
Yes.
Well,
it was a stupid little video. Or maybe it was Heather. But basically, it was a video of the flight to Phoenix from Utah for this trip. And it was just Jen Shaw and Meredith in the aisle talking with, I think, one of the producers or someone there. But Jen Shaw was giggling, and she was saying something like, you need to have your seatbelt on. You need to have your seatbelt on. You have to put your seatbelt on. the reason why I'm bringing this up, it was funny. It was just a funny, stupid clip. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is sometimes every few weeks, it pops up on social media. Why are people rooting for Jen Shaw, but then they don't root for Erica? You know, basically two criminals or criminals adjacent, etc. Whatever you want to say, people who are involved in criminal cases. Why, like, Jen Shaw seems to have been more centrally involved and done worse things than Erica, and yet we sort of, you know, we enjoy Jen. She may be a villain, but we still enjoy her. And I was like, it's because of moments like this, because Jen Shaw, despite everything. And how self-serving she is, and how she always places herself in the center of anything, still has moments where you're like, I feel like I could hang out with her and have a fun time, you know?
Yeah, not me. So let's see here. All notes. I'm on the wrong Salt Lake City, actually. I'm so sorry. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Wait, what episode is this? Two?
Episode three. Of Salt Lake City. Did you watch it?
Yes, of course. I took notes on it. I cannot find my notes, and I don't know why.
Do you want my
Hold
notes?
Hold on. Talk. 303. Well, 303. Wait.
I can vamp.
It? Yes. Well, I found it. Thank God. I don't know. It was at the bottom of my notes. You guys, I just scared myself. I have nightmares about that, like showing up with that, and it's happened, actually, many times. But sorry, everything's fine. I just got so lost in my anger, I was like, you know what? It's still Salt Lake City episode two.
I just can't believe I had a whole monologue, and you weren't able to find your notes during that time.
I was listening to you, okay? I mean, no, I know but I'm it doesn't saying, happen I had often.
I'm saying they must have been really buried down there.
I was just on two. I was about to start talking about Meredith and South playing pickleball. But we don't have to do that now because here we are on episode 3 of Salt Lake City, which I'm completely prepared for.
Yes. So it opens up. Whitney, they still have just had their session with the shaman. And Whitney is talking about her healing journey. And so Lisa's like, how what now? Are you okay, Whitney? Are you okay? And she goes, yes, I've been on this healing journey for a year now, and my childhood is blocked from ages 9 to 17, and then also from ages 6 to 9, ages 17 to now. I don't remember a thing. And as I do all this work, memories are coming up, and it's been really hard. There's been abuse in my family, but I stuffed it so deep that I blocked all memory of it.
And Heather's like, she's giving that look like, you? And she says, yeah. And it looked to me like Heather was kind of doubting this. Like, she was like, what? So then Lisa's crying and Meredith is saying, everyone's like, we're so sorry, you know? But Heather asks, like, how do you deal with something like that? Like, it's a recovered memory? Like, how did you figure this out? She's like, it's hard to explain. Oh, God, are we going to go back there? Yeah, because you brought it up. You know?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you know, you have feelings like you don't know where it comes from. Like, that's how you learn. Like, I've learned the abuse has gone on generationally, and I'm breaking the cycle for my family. And Meredith's like, you are so brave. You are so brave.
And Winnie tells us, there's no easy or right time to share this type of information with people. But I need my friends, and it actually feels good to get it out. And I do feel they do love and support me. That's just a feeling I have.
Yeah, I really feel that they feel for me, so that's good. And Whitney's like talking about how she's going to see her brother Curtis. And Heather's like, oh my God, I feel betrayed for you. To be honest, I'm fucking freaking out right now. And Whitney's like, yeah, well, we have to put our shit on the table. Literally. I was like, please don't. Please don't. I support your healing, but keep your literal shit off the table.
Let's not have that on the dinner table. Let's put the little literal shit in the literal toilet, okay? And so then she uses that as a segue to say,
and that's why it's not easy to be vulnerable. That's why Meredith and Lisa, that's, you can work on that now. And so they start like laughing, like, oh, I see what you did there. You just passed it on over to us. So Meredith goes, well, if you want to know the truth, part of last year stemmed because I did make myself vulnerable. You feel like you open up and then you get slapped in your face for it. And it's different when it comes from a friend, not your son. Because when it's your son, it's an adorable little baby paw that just kind of taps your cheek. And you go, wow, I got a cute little baby boy. Boy, don't I? You know what I'm saying?
I cracked up because Whitney goes, yeah, Meredith can't be vulnerable, and neither can Lisa. And Lisa goes, oh, Whitney's like, pass the conch. She's like, pass the conch.
Basically.
So funny. So Lisa's like, Meredith, I apologize again. Like, I apologize in LA, and I apologize again because, like, the things I said were bad. Like, they were hyperbolic, and I didn't mean them. And you know what? I don't even think those things. I was just very hurt, and then I said things I regret. And Meredith goes, oh, so you don't regret the vitriol, venom, and hatred that you spewed. You don't regret that, but only your choice of words.
Well, so last year, my whole thing was I would do two rhymes and a third word I couldn't rhyme. And this year, my whole thing is I do two alliterations and then change it up for the third one. My vitriol, venom, and hatred that you spewed. It's like, come on, one more V word, Meredith. Don't take us on that journey and then bail out.
So Heather just rolls her eyes because Meredith, of course, has to make the most dramatic scene about it. And Lisa's like,
all I can say is I'm deeply sorry.
Just no. We have to back it up. Because I never confided in you, Lisa. Because I never really trusted you, Lisa. Never.
And she goes, thank you. Oh, okay, thank you.
And you know why? The things you said, the things you made up, they were mean, they were malicious, and they were obnoxious.
Crackers. They were also crackers.
They were crackers. They like were she's not saltines. Even
trying anymore. And Lisa's like, now she's given Lisa what you're never supposed to give anybody is the right to turn this into their own victimhood, right? Yeah. So she's coming for Lisa so hard that she's turning Lisa into the victim. So yep. Lisa's like, oh, well, thank you for telling me that, because now I know. Now I know. She goes, yeah, the things you said, you made up. And I know that because I never trusted you.
I never trusted me. Well, now I know.
And the producer asks Lisa, so did you make up what you said in the rant? Like, was that all just lies? And Lisa goes,
no. Just being honest. No.
That's the truth. So Lisa goes, I'm human and I was hurt. And Jenny goes, and you probably should have explained that what was going on. And Meredith goes, well, because somebody told you I said your house was ugly. That's what you told me in LA. That's why you all did this. And we have the flashback of her being like, well, I was told you didn't like my renovations and you thought my house was bad.
That will never not make me laugh.
That I totally was her, forgot that about was her that. Motive. God, last season was epic.
So Heather's like, well, I think that she deeply regrets it. And am I wrong, Lisa? And Meredith is like, if you want to be accountable and you want to move forward, that day was not an aberration. There are other instances of you speaking horribly about me. I am well aware, Lisa.
They're not. They're not. Can I Spanish speaking. You know what? You are an interrupter. Please stop interrupting me. It's very impolite. And the music goes boom.
Boom.
Like, oh, damn.
Someone said impolite on prime time. Boom.
And then Meredith goes, you know, I don't know if there's something more significant going on. Stop interrupting, please. Hashtag.
Okay, well, you're making statements that are untrue, so I'm not okay with that.
I am almost finished. It's like what I tell Brooksy. The peas are coming into the hangar. Just let them come in, and then we are done.
Okay. Finish. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, then you will be able to say whatever you want.
Okay, finish. Go ahead.
I just want you to finish. If you think that this is normal behavior and you don't want to get help and make the changes, and there's nothing more I can do for you. But if you think you should be getting some help, I'm happy, I'm honored, and I'm potato salad for you.
What kind of help do I need?
And Meredith goes, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. And Heather's like, you saying that is absolutely going to trigger her. Nope, don't say that.
Yeah, I don't like you commenting on my mental stability and health.
She's screaming and crying. Well, I didn't say your mental stability.
Yo, Dad.
No, I didn't.
Yo, Dad.
And Heather's like, that is a low blow. Okay, that is a low blow. And Heather tells us, you know, the words coming from Meredith's mouth are just not dirty and mean, but, like, they cut a bitch. Like, once I meet your therapist and she deems you worthy, I might consider a path to resolution, but until then, I can't help you.
Like, what are you, in Oliver Twist? Like, what are you doing?
So Lisa is getting very sad and upset. When Lisa starts crying and getting upset, her face kind of turns into like a clenched fist. And so Jen's like, you're fucking strong, Lisa. You're fucking strong. And Whitney goes, Lisa, look at me. Explain where the pain comes from, Lisa. That's real.
That's real.
You can only heal when you're being real. And I feel that way. It's vulnerable.
It's vulnerable. And that's what's going to change. Just be done with it.
And Lisa just gulps some wine and she goes,
for the last year and a half, it was extremely hurtful to me that I could, like, tell you feelings of me being hurt, and it was disregarded, and everyone talks shit about everybody, and now we're gonna move forward, and I'm gonna, like, listen, I'm not gonna slip my wrist for anybody.
Horrible, and I was like, oh, horrible thing to say, okay? The interruptee becomes the interrupter. Now that's a horrible, horrible thing to say.
No, it's not. And you know Heather what? Goes, stop. You just you hear what? Heather stop. In the background going, for me, it's not.
You know what? You know what? Stop. You know what? Stop. Like, this is Meredith's Bob is going forward and backwards. She's like, stop. You know what? You know what? Stop. Stop. And Jen goes, she had a family member. And Lisa goes, no, what? No, what? Yeah, her family member tried to commit suicide. Oh, I didn't know it. Oh, bullshit. Oh, bullshit. You know what? She didn't know it. Okay. That's what she said. Oh, my
God. Yeah, I did not know that. I did not know that. And she's like, she didn't know. That's what she's going to tell me now. She didn't know.
And Lisa's like, I'm so sorry to use that analogy. I have hair extensions. They'll burn. They'll burn.
I think that we need to stop for a minute now. I think I've had everyone take five. I think I've had enough right now. I'm horrible.
And Heather goes, just have some wine and fish. Just do that.
Yeah, she goes, have a sip of wine and take a bite of fish.
And it actually like, works. I don't think that Lisa meant it as a dig. It's just how Lisa talks. And then we see a clip of the hot tub earlier that day with her. Whatever. Yeah, earlier that day with Lisa. I'm not going to, like, slip my wrist for anyone. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think that Meredith is just pulling at any string she can to be mad at Lisa.
All right, I'm taking five. Jen, would you like to take over?
Sure would. I want to say something. I wouldn't be here without my husband and my kids and my faith. And you just don't ever know until you go through a situation. And I hope no one here goes through a situation like this. And I would never, ever be with it on anyone. I wish this on anyone. But petty things like you guys are fighting over, this whole thing puts it in perspective, okay? The people who are important to me in my life, it's important for me to show how much I love and care and appreciate them.
Yeah, Jen's like, just remember, it's about me. This is about me. So Lisa's like, well, thank you for hearing me, Meredith. Thank you. And Whitney says, well, should we set something on fire? I don't know why she said that, but Heather's like, yeah, let's set Lisa on fire. I bet she's ready for it. Sorry, it kind of feels like it, right, Lisa? She goes, yeah, yeah, I do. I have hair extensions. I'll burn. Oh, that's why she said that. Okay. Yeah. So then in the morning,
Meredith says, importantly, Meredith goes, Lisa, I appreciate your apology, and I hear you, and we're not at a point of resolution yet, and if that's what you want, we will have much more discussion, and I do appreciate your apology. Thank you very much for it. I think for tonight, we'll just have to just be pensive and patient and corn chips. That's what I have to say about tonight.
So in the morning, Jen is there with her trusty bullhorn, which is just hilarious. I mean, whoever's told her that bullhorn is hilarious, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
So she's there with that going, you know, doing her, oh my God, it's me. It's morning. Everybody morning, bitches.
She's like, I'm here to wake the hoes up. And Lisa goes, oh my God, you're crazy. So they're going to be going on a bike trolley drinking trip. And Jen tells us, last night was really heavy. And I'm just like trying to have fun. And I'm not trying to make you cry and think like drink like cow coochie or whatever that drink was. And they have a flashback of them all drinking cacao, you know. And Whitney is like, yeah, well, yeah, cacao. Whitney says nothing, but I read my notes wrong. So I went into Whitney voice by accident. Cacao.
So Lisa calls John, and she's like, John, hi, were the boys on time for school today? And he's like, not Henry. He was a little slow, and I wasn't really on. I'm sorry, please.
No, it's okay, John. Listen, we had dinner. I apologize to Meredith, but then she played doctor for a minute. But overall, I feel, like, resolved in it all. So, like, you know what? I'm going to go to that rodeo because you know how I love horses so much.
She's like, are you mad at me? Please say you're not mad at me. You did get to school eventually.
Okay, John, bye. I'm not mad at you at all. He's like,
remote controlled. Ow.
I like that she said that Meredith played doctor, because I feel like when normally people say you playing doctor, I think it means like little kids touching each other or something. So Whitney is now in a bubble bath. This was funny to me. There's a big ass bathtub, and she's filled it up with bubbles. And then we see her in the bubble bath, and she's lying perpendicular across the bathtub. I'm like, girl, rotate. There's a whole tub to fit. You're in. Like, her legs are dangling out of the bathtub, and her head is up against the wall. I was like,
She wouldn't be facing the camera if she did that. It's like Whitney, and it's a very Instagrammable bathtub. Like, she's literally in the bathtub, sitting facing the camera, going, bubbles, I am in a bath. I guess, Whitney, we get double tap, everybody.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Meredith is getting glam, and Heather's like, I mean, a glam team in the middle of Arizona? If that's not an oxymoron, I don't know what is. What do you hate about Arizona? I mean, she hates Arizona.
She goes, who are you going to impress? The cacti? The tumbleweeds? The girls on the girls trip? Am I right, everyone? I was like, wow. She's hating. She's a hater. So then Jen's in her glam. She's like, what are you guys going for today? And the makeup artist goes, Sophista Ratchet. I was like, oh.
No. That Arizona gay humor. So Heather's like, Heather comes to Meredith and she's like, so right now, are you going to move on with Lisa? Like, what's going on with that? And Meredith's like, yeah, well, here's my problem. Okay. I was very honest about what I need to move forward. And unless you're willing to apologize, and I have no interest. She did apologize. But Meredith wants her like to apologize like it's a scene from Prince of Tides or something. Like, I don't know what the fuck Meredith wants. But Heather's like, so Lisa is going to show you she wants to be your friend. And I feel like you're coming off as condescending and superior. That's what's happening.
Well, I'm not superior. I'm just the better person. And I'm telling you, I don't find it acceptable to treat me that way, Heather. And I'm not willing to open myself up to somebody who's going to stab me in the heart. And Heather goes, well, you need to look at your life and look at situations where you've taken that risk with other people who have hurt you and stabbed you in the back. I mean, I don't want to spell it out, but Jen Shaw. And so then we see...
It just cuts to Jen getting her makeup on and then back to Heather. And she's like, yeah, and you've given them more grace than you've given to Lisa. So, like, put that in your pipe and smoke it. And Meredith's like, but that's not true, Heather. That's just not true. And by the way, Meredith is made up like in first lady hair, like full on, like.
Well, it's like Jackie O.
Full on first lady. But what
was
funny
was that her hair was like up. Like, in the first part of the scene, her hair is just, like, up, and they're doing her makeup, and her hair is just, like, this big tangle up above her head. And they're going back and forth. And then at one point, Heather says something, and it cuts back to Meredith, and her hair is fully down and Jackie O'd. Like, they didn't even, like, transition that for us. Just, like, one moment, my hair is up above my head, and next moment, Jackie O, suckers.
So, she's like, that's not true, Heather. And Heather goes, yeah, well, stop being a condescending, superior bitch. A boom! And Meredith goes, just blinks at her like, you know, that Botox blink. We're like,
that was impolite. Boom! See, I can get a boom, too. So she goes,
I'm like the Eddie Murphy Rav Housewives.
I'm fine with her at a surface level, but I don't trust her. Does that make me a condescending person? And Heather goes, no. I mean, saying that I'll help you learn how to be my friend sounds condescending. Well, that's not what I said, Heather. I said, I can't be treated this way. And if you want to work on yourself because you're fundamentally broken and it would take a team of specialists to fix you, then we can figure out how to get there. But until then, no, but I will be happy to work with you to find some team that can handle your very special and rare case study.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm just saying I don't tolerate how she treated me. And Heather says, well, that's Crystal. That's Crystal. So then we go to Jen with her bullhorn. I can't with Jen. I have never rooted for the justice system to get to work. as much as I have.
Why am I enjoying Jen so much? Why am I having
that? I cannot wait for Jen to be carted away. She is the fakest, most obnoxious housewife. Oh, totally. I can't.
She is, but I don't know. There's something I'm liking about her this season.
To be wrong. When you're willing to go to therapy to realize why you find Jen Shah entertaining, we can resume this podcast.
Don't comment on my mental stability. So Jen is like,
where are my hoes at?
And then she goes, oh, in the bathroom. I guess there's moments like that when she's like, where are my hoes at? Oh, not here. Okay. So they're gonna be doing a party bike all through Scottsdale. So they go over, they just head there, and we've got Kevin, who is the party bike captain. He is like, he has hit the gay jackpot. Like, I am so happy for him because he's gonna get to go home to his friends and be like, oh my god, you'll never guess who came onto the bike today. All the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I'm like, Kevin, I am happy. I'm proud of you today. You like, this is why you take that job as the captain of the drinking bike, because for all the bachelorette parties that you do, you hope that one day you get a cast of Real Housewives, and he did it.
Congrats, Kev. So they pedal and woo, as you think they would. You know, Scottsdale is just full of woo! And then they start pouring booze all over each other and all over the bike. And then, of course, there's a stripper pole. So Whitney,
wait, no, you know, there's Whitney not Whitney's. A stripper pole. There's not a stripper pole. There is a standard load-bearing beam that keeps the roof up on this contraption, and it's about 3 feet high. And Whitney goes, I think I see a stripper pole. And she grabs this thing, and she wraps herself around this, like, 3-foot, like crawl space height beam, and she starts winding her way around it. And then they all start pouring the booze on each other, and then Whitney winds up upside down, and her legs are in the air, and Jen Shah takes one of the canned wines and pours it down in between her legs and her dress.
Well, you know, Whitney just sees any pole and just calls it a stripper pole. That's why no one will camp with Whitney. You know, like, no tent stays up ever. She's like, it's a stripper pole, Whitney.
We just spent 45 minutes putting this thing up.
Yeah. So, she pours a booze down her coochie, and she's like, we all know Whitney likes her coochie wet. Okay, drown the bitch. So then they start doing a wet t-shirt contest, and Meredith and Lisa are laughing and spraying each other. And Whitney's like, watching Lisa and Meredith passively, aggressively throw cheap wine at each other, I am living for it.
I need a shower. So then they wind up at Corona Ranch for the next activity. And Lisa's like, okay, you guys, there's a reason why I'm in Dior boots. You guys are going to love this show. These women perform for Dior and were featured in Vogue. And it's like a group of like lady horse riders, which is actually, it's super cool. It's like a lady rodeo. And they do a whole show with the horses and stuff, and they're going to do like
Busby
drills.
Berkeley of horse shows, you know. It's like they walk around and make different patterns and stuff. And Lisa's like, "Oh my god, that was so magical!" And Whitney's like, "Explain how you're sitting. I've never seen that." And they explain that you sit on the side of the horse, like with your legs on one side, because it wasn't considered ladylike. Back when ladies started riding horses. And Heather goes, it's called keeping her knees together wet.
So then they all, now they're going to like do some horseback riding, and they all have dresses to change into. And some of them look actually really cute on them, and some of them look crazy on them. It was kind of hilarious.
Well, like Heather can never win, you know, like Heather is just not going to win this one. I think the only one who came out looking really great was Meredith.
Meredith
was like,
looked amazing.
Yeah, Meredith looked head to toe. Meredith looked amazing. She looked like the rodeo Mary Poppins. Like, she just looked like she's going to whip out an umbrella or like a poncho or something and just start flying down.
She needs to lean into that look more. She looks fantastic. I was like, this, just keep the dress. So then Heather and Lisa are alone. And Heather's like, oh, I wanted to talk to you. Well, I want you to know I talked to Meredith this morning and basically said to her, you're sounding like a superior condescending friend that's putting terms on why you're going to be friends with Lisa. But the truth was that when we got to the trolley, it was fun. It was a fun trolley. And trolley is my favorite word. I don't think I mentioned that yet, but trolley is my favorite word.
And Lisa's like, I mean, when is enough enough? Like, we went through this for 2 years with Jen, and I don't need to go through it again. And so then back with the other ladies, Meredith is like, well, what is just is, and whatever will be, will is, and whatever is will be. The Beatles said it best. Okay. So she's mad because Lisa doesn't seem to think she did anything wrong. And she's like, Whitney's like, well, I don't think it's fair to Lisa that we're holding her to the cross. And yet we've all heard things about her, but then we're holding this info. It feels a bit hypocritical.
And Meredith is like, well, and I would agree with you, except let's make one big differentiation. I'm going to give you about 2 seconds to process the word differentiation. Okay, you got all the syllables in there? Okay, great. I didn't spread rumors. I said very loose and vaguely that there are rumors pertaining to her marriage, pertaining to her finances, pertaining to whatever, but very loose. Like Lisa herself.
So then back with Whitney. Whitney's like, it doesn't matter how Meredith wants to spin this narrative. You're talking shit. And Meredith is like, well, I didn't go out there and spread information. I had a quiet one-on-one with a friend. I'm like, oh, really? You went to the Whitney side of town. I mean, I don't know the town. I don't know what side it is, technically. I do know it's the one with, like, little row houses that look like trailers with farmhouse, decoration on the front. Yeah. So I know that's not your part. You went all the way to Whitney's house. You probably passed a bowling alley or two, at least a Chuck E. Cheese on the way over there. You got over there, and you said all this shit on camera for millions of people.
Yeah.
Okay, so come on.
And Whitney's like,
I feel like it's not fair to move forward without telling Lisa. Put it all on the table.
And Meredith tells us, Whitney, are you kidding me? You yourself said, let's make this fun and light for Jen. And you think that's going to make it fun and light for Jennifer Shaw? I don't think so. I'll tell you what makes it fun and light. The old, it's a stack of rings on a pole and you got to take them off. Now that's a classic one that Brooksy loves. God, that's a fun and light way to spend an afternoon.
Tiny xylophone. That's the way to do it.
Have you ever seen a small plastic tambourine? Talk about light fun.
So Jen's like, if this bitch horse knocks me off, I'm going to fuck him up. Which would have been cute if I didn't believe her. Like, I can imagine a dead horse. Like, how dare you?
She already sold the horse a website. It's very impressive. She does.
The horse just bought all these services it doesn't need. It's like, wait a minute.
I do want to open up a business someday when this rodeo closes.
She told me I was going to have the chance to be on my own and not have to count on anybody.
So, yeah.
Sad now horse look.
So they're just like riding around on the horses. And Lisa's like, I love this. This is an art. This is like the Diet Coke of horses. I love it. And then Jen's like waving to people as if she were in a parade. And then Lisa starts asking about the Dior show. She's like, literally, my husband bought these boots. They're from the Gaucho collection. Yeah. You ever heard of that before? And the lady's
like, okay. Yeah, she's like, okay. She's like, yeah, but what did you wear for Dior? What did you do? What did you wear for that? She's like, they made us boots. She goes, oh my God, literally, my husband bought me these ones. It's like, that's not the same things. Okay, no, it's not the same. So Meredith is like, I think Lisa might have planned this little field trip to talk about her boots.
I love that. I love boots. Interrupter. So now it's nighttime and Whitney's doing her makeup and she's in lingerie because it's time for the lingerie party, the garbage whore party, whatever. That Jen is hosting the piece of shit garbage whore. So Heather's like talking about how she was impressed. She felt like Meredith and Lisa were actually pretty good today. So of course Whitney's got to ruin it because it's Whitney, and she's like,
"This is what bugs me about it. Meredith came to me and told me rumors about Lisa, and at some point, like, I have to tell Lisa. We talked about it."
So, Whitney, you don't have to say anything. You never have to say anything.
Whitney goes, think about it. I'm trying to help mend a bridge.
Heather's just looking at her like, she goes, I'm telling you right now, that's not what this looks like. She goes, yeah.
Not what the saying is.
Yeah. It's like sewing a bridge together.
Sewing a bridge. Yeah. she's got like some needles, some knitting needles at the edge of a broken bridge.
Oh, man, this'll take forever.
Yeah, but like, when we were on those horses, I realized none of this is fair.
For the horse, perhaps. The horse is like, so, I could be doing something else.
Whitney tells us, I'm hailing secrets in my family, and those secrets grow, and then they fester, and then they implode. This is something that I don't want to do anymore. I want to break the cycle.
Whitney's hand movements this season are killing me, too. Whenever she's talking, she has to do the mime thing for it, and it makes me laugh so hard. So Heather's like, just preheat the oven, Whitney. And so Whitney's in, like, this tiny sheer lingerie. I mean, she's just gorgeous, right? She's this bombshell. And she's like, you know, turn on the oven. So, of course, Whitney walks right over to the oven and, like, you know.
If I were a straight over. Man, I was
like,
would've...
girl... Are you trying to get a dollar from the oven? Like, just turn the... And Heather says, like, just turn the oven on, Whitney. Fucking A. Could you maybe do it, like, squat down and turn it on? Because Whitney's like,
oh, you've been a bad boy, oven.
Regular convection oven.
Whitney, it's not sexy. So Meredith walks in a corset and also, like, an I Love New York hat because she fucked half of New York City. I'm owning it. And so everyone's just like dressed all super sexy. And then Lisa walks in floppy pajamas that have like a cow print on them or something. Hi, I feel sexy in this.
Yeah. And Meredith's like, I don't think that's lingerie. And, and Heather says, well, from a Mormon point of view, she's actually really repping.
Nary a nip or cleavage in sight. Lisa's like, I feel sexy. We all dress to our personalities and I dress to mine. Ah, I love it. So, and then they just cut to Heather.
Yeah, you know, sticking to it, Jen comes in dressed like the Hamburglar, so.
Yeah. And then they cut to Heather, and they're cooking dinner together, and Heather is preparing the broccoli, and I don't know if you noticed this. She takes that broccoli, and she just, like, squeezes it to death. She has it on, like, a sheet pan, and she's like, like, whatever rage she carries through life, she took it out on that broccoli in that moment. She was destroying that broccoli.
So Whitney is like, Jen, come help me with meat because you're the only one I trust with my meat. Ha 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 ha. So they go out and they're getting food ready, and Whitney and Jen are taking shots. And so she's telling her out by the grill, so I have a question. Did you ever have a conversation with Meredith talking about, like, alleged affairs? And Jen's like, I'm not the one who brought that up. Meredith brought that up. And I was like, well, I heard it, but, like, I had heard it. So, like, that's why I said that. Cause, like, I heard it. I said I heard it, but it's cause I did hear it.
So then Meredith just walks in, and Whitney goes, I'm just asking Jen if she actually brought it up to you that Lisa had alleged affairs. And Meredith goes, well, hot tub, yeah. And Jen goes,
oh, we talked about it. Like, we talked about it, but I didn't bring it up.
And Meredith goes, well, I didn't spread rumors. I didn't say specifically to what. Jen said she heard rumors of affairs, and I confirmed it's the same thing I heard, but I was very vague. I just merely said that Lisa is a big fat whore. Notice I left out the O of whore, so I was being very vague of what that word could have been. It could have been a whire, could have been a whore, could have been a where. I mean, who knows what it could have been. I was being vague, not spreading rumors.
And Whitney's like, but I feel like I'm being put in the middle.
Meredith goes, of what?
Of me.
What does that mean? Well, fucking have another box of Frantia, you ding dong. What are you even talking about right now?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being put in the middle of me.
This is what she does. This is Whitney's thing. She inserts herself in the middle, and then she complains that she's in the middle. And then she goes and just, like, she feels like she has to say everything because things should be open and honest, and she just causes chaos. So Meredith's like, well, the reality is, Whitney, you had a lot more to say than I did because you fell for the trap where I said I heard a rumor, and you said I heard a rumor too, and she gave blowjobs for jazz tickets. So you kind of let it all out there.
So then we see the memory of this, and she's like,
yeah, well, I have a friend of Lisa's, and he's very wealthy and well-known in Utah. And I heard she slept with him to sway him. And I thought it was absurd, too. But guess what? You know Angie Harrington? We're at a jazz game, and John and Jack were sitting in this man's seats.
Whitney gave way smoking more gun. Meredith said, I've heard about affairs and that she maybe does favors, but I think it's absurd. And Whitney's like, yeah, I saw her fuck a horse and then brag about her boots, and then she got free airline tickets after she let the airplane see her hoo-ha.
She gave a blowjob and a blowhob. I don't even know what that is, but she gave it at when she was seeing the touring production of Les Miserables in Salt Lake City in the mezzanine seat 3B. There,
she gave a job and a hob while watching Miserables.
Wow, that was actually three things that rhymed. That was actually very impressive, Whitney.
That took me a whole season to be able to do anything that came close to that, and you just stumbled your way right into it. I'm proud, I am pleased, and I'm a cupcake. God, words are very difficult sometimes.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
None of this matters, but here's the thing. I don't think I can move authentically if we don't put it on the table. And Meredith is like, fine, put it on the table. Well, I can't put it on the table. But I need you to say it.
I'm not saying it. You say it.
No, you say it.
You say it. I'm not going to say it.
You say it.
The person who's wearing the most clothes on their chest is not allowed to speak for the rest of the night.
Fine, I'll abide, but wait a second, that's you. Okay, I guess I'll say it.
So
the person who disrobes and is completely naked and still has a torso shaped like a blazer doesn't have to put it on the table.
The person.
Okay.
Okay, I have a deal. The only one who has to say it is the person who most recently splattered chocolate sauce off of on someone who looks vaguely like Rudy Giuliani.
Wait, hey, wait, that's me.
Oh, sorry.
So inside, Heather's like, you know, I just want to keep things light. Like, I don't want fights tonight. Really, what I just want is a nice light night. Yeah, right, Heather. I mean, I love Heather, but Heather starts most of this shit. Okay. Yeah. She's just not started this particular thing. And I think she's probably feeling a little left out because usually she and Whitney start it together. Like, Whitney's coming into this season like, I'm going to solo the shit out of her. You know?
Yeah. So Whitney's now getting mad because she's getting frustrated because she's basically like, why do I always have to be the one to say it? That's the thing. People come to me because they know that then I'm going to do their dirty work. They're going to come to me and I'm going to be I don't want to do it anymore. Which, guess what? Whitney does exactly that this episode.
Of course. Of course. that's what she's doing right now. Meredith brought this stuff to her, so she's saying it. Harrington brought this stuff to her, so she's saying it. She's like, I am sick of repeating things.
So then Jen goes, I understand. You don't want to be Nancy Drew anymore. She goes, I don't want to be Nancy Drew anymore. I'm sick of repeating things. And she goes, I cannot and will not no more. I will not be Nancy Drew. I'm like, you know this is not really what Nancy Drew does, right? Like,
not at all. What are you guys talking about? Nancy Drew isn't some fucking gossip.
She's not a spokeswoman. Like,
yeah.
Nancy Drew's got a little flashlight. She's looking at hidden staircases and stuff.
She solves tiny mysteries.
How do you think Jen Shah got in trouble in the first place? Who's Nancy Drew? That's what Nancy Drew is doing. She's looking through files.
I will not. I do not. I shall not. Not.
Oh, Whitney, good Lord. So Meredith's like, yeah, but no one's asking you to, Whitney.
Yeah, well, no one is asking, but everyone's expecting and then dropping information and doing it all.
Well, guess what? I know where the hidden staircase is, and I know about the old clock. Nancy Drew reporting to service.
Meredith's like, what are you even talking about?
I'm going inside and solving a mystery.
So she goes in, and then And Lisa's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? You want Diet Coke? What's wrong? What's wrong?
I am done with bullshit. That's what.
And she like puts her finger down on the table like, I am done.
And now we have a very long scene that takes place in front of lots of Venetian blinds. It's like this wall of Venetian blinds in the background.
And everyone's in their lingerie. Yeah. So Whitney's like, Heather goes, what's going on, Whitney? And she's like, just shut up. Everyone just shut up. Just let me get it out in my own way.
So Nancy Drew. God, whenever Nancy Drew, every book, Nancy Drew, there's always that moment where she goes, tells everyone, shut up. Everyone shut up. And she's in her lingerie, too.
Somewhere so Encyclopedia Brown's got a boner. She's on her game today.
The Hardy Boys are like, let's get her riled up. You know, I love it when she yells at us.
So she goes, I'm having a very hard time, Lisa, because this is the first time I feel like we have a really real friendship.
And Lisa's like, I'm confused.
I'm just going to look past that passive aggressive comment there. But yeah, I'm confused. And she goes,
what is happening right now is I feel so conflicted because I have talked with Meredith about your marriage, about rumors about you, and Meredith brought it up and she came to me with alleged rumors about you. And now I feel like I'm in the middle and I'm removing myself out of... it's a new sitcom called Malcolm on the Side, and I'm Malcolm Whitney on the Side.
And Lisa goes, retaliation is a bitch. Retaliation is a bitch. And so she's like, I am in shock right now. Like, wow. I thought marriages were off limits. Families off limits. It's like, you know, it's like war play with her. It's like war play. So Lisa's like, Whitney, thank you for telling me because I'm very happy in my marriage and there's no fa-da-da-da. And then Heather's like, wait a second. Everybody eat, okay? We'll talk about this at dinner like adults, but we're not going to skip a meal over this.
But
okay?
Also, like,
everyone eat.
Yeah, like Heather's like, I'm getting the salmon. But also, Lisa is so bad at trying to act innocent because she's like, they're like, yeah, they were talking about your marriage. What? There's nothing wrong with my marriage. There's no infidelity. I'm happy and I love my family and John and I are totally fine. It's like,
She does do that, yeah. It's like, what? So Lisa's like, okay, so what was said about me? And Whitney's like,
well, it's rumored that your fuck buddy is the guy who has the jazz tickets.
And Lisa goes, who? She goes, I don't want to say the name. Oh, okay, Whitney. I love that Whitney has a little sensor there in her.
Yeah.
And Lisa goes, Are you fucking crazy? Are you fucking crazy?
That is disgusting. Do you know that man is on the board of trustees at Fudge College? This could ruin Jack's entire future. And so when
I'm not the one who started it, and I'm not crazy. I'm just telling you. She goes, disgusting, disgusting.
I heard it, and I'm bringing it to you, and I'm asking you, and you said no. So it's done. It's done.
And Heather goes, well, this is what Meredith told Whitney. And Meredith goes, I didn't tell her that. And Lisa goes, that's like my father. That is disgusting.
I don't know why I'm involved in this fight right now. In fact, I've never heard these rumors except from Whitney. I heard other rumors, but not these rumors that Whitney told me. Hey, who repeated the rumor? You or me?
And then Whitney goes, you told me she performed sexual favors. Whitney, you ding dong. Oh my God. If you're going to talk shit, get your shit straight, Whitney. She never said any of this. You said all of this. All she said was the favors part. She didn't say anything about those jazz tickets. Do you think Whitney's just lying or just really stupid? Because I can't tell if she's like purposely lying to get this all on Meredith or if she's just too dumb to remember.
I think it's probably mostly option B. So Heather's like, blowies for Jazz tickets? I mean, that's a stretch. It's not like we're courtside for the Lakers. I mean, Blowies is sitting next to Jack Nicholson, maybe a little bit more plausible, but courtside at the Jazz, you don't have to get on your knees for that.
And Meredith goes, did I not say it was absurd? She said, yeah, you said, is that absurd? And then we see the clip of Meredith saying, I heard she was doing favors to places so they'll pick up Vita Tequila. It sounds absurd. So Lisa's like, do you feel good? Do you guys feel good? Does this feel fucking good? Like, hurt me more. Hurt me more.
And then suddenly the Jen bot is activated and she tells us,
Jen who? I'm fighting for my life and freedom, but y'all are fighting for courtside Jazz tickets. And said, and who said, like, what and what and rumors and what and what, who's garbage trash whore and who's not? Like,
so she's like ready to
You did name a party. You did name an entire party after the fight that led to this, you dummy. So Whitney's like, the pain is between you two. And Lisa's like, I told you guys I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk to Meredith directly because I haven't talked about you and I never have Meredith. I never have Meredith.
Well, don't say you never have because you have. Do we want to roll the clip for the fifth time this episode? And Lisa goes,
Oh, no, one fucking time. One fucking round, Meredith. One fucking round, Meredith.
So Meredith says, well, I've heard about it for years, so stop lying. And Lisa's like, no, you know what? I'm calling. I'm into calling. Let's call people. And Heather's like, everyone breathe, okay? And Whitney says,
there's still plenty of salmon.
This is retaliation. This is retaliations. And we're not involved. And you two need to work on it, not us.
And Heather tells us,
you just started all of this. So yeah. Good.
Heather's like, I don't know what's going on with Whitney. I mean, she's like a runaway train in a bra. And I know that she's got a lot on her heart and mind, but if she's looking for peace and healing, stirring up trouble is the opposite of that. I mean, blowjob for Jazz tickets. I mean, that is real. I mean, they're $15 on eBay, for crying out loud. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
So Lisa's still yelling, hey, I only went on one rant. And Meredith is yelling, tell her the truth. Me. And they're all just over-talking, yelling at each other. Just being as dramatic as possible. It's like, who can be the most dramatic? And Lisa's like, she goes, you know what? I'm not psycho, okay? I'm just mad. And if you don't want to be my friend, then don't be my friend. Because I'm done. And I really just, like, don't know how much more I can take. I don't know how much more I can take of this. I have taken the brunt of so much.
I need to call my husband. I need to call my husband. So she runs out sobbing. And so now, and she's like, all I have are John, Jack, and Henry. That's all I have. All I have are John, Jack, and Henry. John, Jack, and Henry are my everything. And for someone to try to hurt, that is disgusting. And so she runs out, and Jenna's like, the floor is now mine.
All you have is your family? Well, guess what? All I literally all I have is my fucking husband and my kids. Everything has been taken away from me. I don't have anything else, you guys.
I'm like, this is not even talking about this.
The stuff you stole off of weak old people was repossessed by the FBI, ma'am. Okay, the federal fucking government. And so she's like scream yelling. And it's like, everything is taken away from me. And Heather's like, wow, great. Thanks a lot, Whitney. You know, you've taken a stressed, frantic woman and upped the ante. And Whitney's like, Meredith, I owned everything that I said.
Well, not exactly, because you created a little confusion there with her thinking I said that. And she's like, but I did not say that. And Heather goes, you created a little confusion. And he goes, well, then go clear it up. And it's fine. I guess I will.
So, the way Whitney, she,
then go clear it up then if there's confusion.
So okay, Whitney. So Meredith goes to Lisa's room, right? Because now you've turned her into the victim. So Lisa's like, you don't get to come in here. I want you to go. You better go. I bet I brought him so much.
And Meredith says, well, I want to say one thing to you and clear something up. I did not say anything other than there were rumors out there, and I don't know if it was true or false. I did not say anything about the stuff that Whitney said.
Okay, well then let's go figure it out. Let's go figure it out. It's like,
I knew nothing about it until she told me after I told her other rumors.
Hey, Whitney! Meredith just came to my room and said she heard rumors, but she said you brought the rumors. Like, you name names and stuff. What's going on, Whitney? And she goes,
I did not. Meredith came to my home. I invited her over.
Like, what does that have to do with anything? So then Lisa's like, oh, really? Meredith can't trust me? Well, I'm not the one going house to house talking about you behind your back in that glorified trailer park that Whitney calls a neighborhood. And Whitney's like, wait, mental health, pause. And so Meredith's like,
we call that a salmon pause.
What?
Heather's like, we call that a salmon pause, but that's fine.
So Meredith's like, Whitney, can I talk? And Whitney's like, I'm trying to help her. She came to my home.
And Meredith goes, well, I wanted to tell you what I said, which was that there are rumors that pertain to basically every area of your life that you spoke about mine. And I did not speak to any specific rumors. However, I should have just not said anything at all. I was trying to understand what was going on. Elise goes, thank you. Thank you. I should have said nothing. And I apologize.
Thank you, but every time we're together, I bear the brunt of all of it. And Heather is mouthing to Jen, this trip is supposed to be about you. This is supposed to be about. So she's trying to get Jen up.
She wants Jen to have another monologue.
So Lisa's like, this is not good for my husband. This is not good for my kids. This is not good for my big gold cup of Diet Coke, which I left in the front seat, which is probably also very sad right now. And me absorbing this, like, I'm an empath. I'm an empath. So I absorb all of that. I absorb all of it. All right, an empath isn't someone who can feel their own feelings.
Yeah.
Dipshit.
Okay, you know what? Why don't you go back? It was a mistake. You should go back to your room and take a moment, have some fish, and you know what? I'll check in on you on 4 minutes. I don't know why I said four. It was oddly very
could
specific.
Could have said really anything. I could have said five. Could have said, you know, six, but I said four. And Whitney's like, Meredith, I feel like you won't budge. You're the one who said that you have heard that she is a whore and puts a whore in quotation marks. And Meredith's like, no, you can stop quoting poorly. I said there are rumors out there that pertain, all in caps, to that. Yes. And Heather's like, so what if Lisa is a whore? What if Lisa does give blowjobs for Vita tequila orders? I mean, I'd do a blowjob for a burger. Fuck do I care? Blow her. Blow him.
My bar is low. Okay. Well, not as low as jazz tickets, but I would take a burger. So Lisa's like, so now Lisa's talking to Jen. She goes, I love you. And I love myself too. Okay. I'm going to bed. I have to do what's good for me, which is going to bed while loving myself. And now Whitney is crying and she's like,
I'm sick of it being rolled under the bus. I don't want it rolled under the bus.
Like, like someone rolled it up in a bag.
Meredith's like, well, I'm just trying to guess what you're saying, but I did not throw you under the bus. And she goes, uh-huh. So I was cleaning it up. I was clearing up because Heather said it was something that I said. It wasn't something that I said. And she's like, yeah, but I have told you everything, Heather. Like, we were at a jazz game. And Heather goes, okay, and that's the guy that Lisa's fucking? The guy in her seats?
Yeah, and when he was like, no, you sat two seats away. It was New Year's Eve, and it was Angie. And Angie told us that John Barlow and Lisa have those tickets because Lisa sleeps with beep, and that's how I heard it. You were there. And Heather was like, I did not hear it. I would tell you it's a lie. If I knew it, I would fucking say it. You don't think I would love this information? You don't think I would take this information and invisibly masturbate with it? Are you crazy?
I love this. Heather's just openly admitting, like, I would love to have had this. And she's standing up and she's like in her little, you know, lingerie. It's so good. And she's like pointing at Whitney, screaming. And Whitney's like,
uh-huh, you knew it. You stood courtside at the jazz game with Angie and she told us.
And Heather's like, I sat next to Angie and Chris and you were two rows behind us. What are you talking about? She goes,
yeah, but then we were taking a selfie together, remember? And then she said,
That's who she sleeps with for jazz tickets.
And now Heather's like in a full-on rage, like pointing and screaming. And she's like, well, I didn't know that. And if I did know that, I'd be fucking him because I love sitting courtside.
She goes, well, I didn't hear that fucking nugget. And she goes, fuck you for calling me a fucking liar. You called me a liar. God damn you. Fuck you.
I'd love to be fucked. Fuck me. I love to be fucked.
Oh my God. This show is such a mess.
It is a disaster. And I guess this is going to kickstart Whitney and Heather's big feud for the season.
They're so ridiculous. I mean, I laughed out loud the whole time this episode. What a hilarious show.
All just because of jazz tickets. Well, I mean, it's funny because we really have not seen much of the Friends of. So I'm assuming once the Scottsdale trip is over, I'm sure we'll see a lot of Angie Harrington and the other Angie and the other new girl.
Yeah, I heard Angie starts next week.
Yeah.
Well, they're both Angie, right?
There's two Angies. I'm also curious. I wonder about the stuff that they filmed with Jenny before she was fired. I wonder how, like, what they shot and how that has impacted this. But I guess we'll never know.
Hopefully she's just gone. I would hate if we had to see Jenny again.
I don't think they're going to show us Jenny again. I think she's done. But anyway, it was a funny episode, as Salt Lake City always is. It was like such a great antidote to Beverly Hills. We'll be back tomorrow with the Southern Charm reunion, which should probably also get our blood boiling. And we have the Winter House season premiere. That's on our bonus episode, patreon.com/watchwhatcrapins. We look forward to it all. Thanks for everyone for being here, to listening and for watching. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.